Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
God is spirit. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. Mankind has always struggled with this aspect of God. The second commandment prohibited any attempt to represent God by any physical shape. The triune God cannot be contained by finite attributes. Now, under the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Who only has immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Were it not for the second person of the Godhead, he whom the Apostle John identifies as the Word, we would have no possibility of knowing God. Philip asked to see the Father, and the Lord Jesus replied, "He that has seen me has seen the Father." But how can this be? Paul explained to the Philippian church that Jesus Christ emptied himself, took on the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Our Lord Jesus, our Redeemer and Savior, the same Creator who spoke the worlds into existence, was made flesh in order to provide all that was necessary for the thrice holy God to be just and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus. Jesus insisted, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him." Salvation is not possible unless he who comes to God believes that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Jesus himself told the Samaritan woman, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth."
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.